It's Thursday, the 12th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Motor Vehicle Accident Fund has revealed that young people aged between 18 to 35 were disproportionately affected by motor vehicle accident, constituting 55% of total injuries recorded during the first 9 months of 2024. The MVA Fund's Chief Executive Officer, Rosalia Martins-Hausiku, in a media release issued on Wednesday, said that youth further accounted for 50% of total fatalities recorded in the same period. Martins-Hausiku said that 1,888 young people were injured in crashes between January and September of 2024. The Namibia Wildlife Resorts will conduct a cleanup campaign at the Fish River Canyon this weekend to mark the end of the hiking season. NWR spokesperson Nelson Ashipala said that drought conditions have lowered water levels, pushing the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism to deploy water marshals to maintain a steady supply.
The Fish River hike is coming to an end. So the Fish River hike, usually it's during the winter season. So the last group will be coming out of the Fish River around the 14th or the 15th of September. So we need to go in and welcome this group and say bye to them, understand how the hiking was. But most importantly, it also allows us to get feedback on where we should improve. But the most importantly is also to get ready for the cleaning campaign. With the environment, we always say, what you put in, please take it out. Share the environment with wildlife. So also this cleaning campaign, which kicks off on the 2nd to the 5th. Also, we're going to talk about it and how it will take place and so forth.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa will lead the country's delegation at the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York from the 24th to the 30th of September. SA's presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says Ramaphosa will address the summit focusing on multilateralism, economic diplomacy and investment.
As the president of the General Assembly, Mr. Young has indicated that his chosen theme for this year's general debate will be unity in diversity for the advancement of peace, sustainable development and human dignity for everyone, everywhere.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a three-day national tour of Europe Thursday with a trip focused on getting an updated assessment on the crisis in Ukraine. Blinken is in Poland, where he will speak to government officials before returning to Washington. From Poland, Trent Murray.
Blinken will hold talks with both the Polish president and prime minister, where ongoing support for Ukraine is expected to be high on the agenda. Blinken comes to Poland after visiting Kyiv on Wednesday alongside UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy. During the visit, President Zelensky of Ukraine continued to push for the US and UK to approve the use of Western weapons to strike deeper into Russian territory. President Biden will meet UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday in Washington. Back in Poland, Secretary Blinken told reporters he would be briefing the president on Zelensky's request to use American long-range missiles on Russian targets.
And finally, from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world, said the first private citizen to perform a spacewalk. The BBC reports that a billionaire and an engineer have become the first non-professional crew to complete a spacewalk during a commercial mission. Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillies stepped out of the SpaceX spacecraft around 15 minutes apart.
These are the first views of the first ever commercial spacewalk.
I'm at the bottom of the mobility aid, progressing. There's SpaceX. Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world.
Before Thursday, only astronauts from government-funded space agencies had conducted spacewalks. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.